Glory to you, Father. Glory to you, Father. Praise you, Father. Oh, you're good. You're good. Oh, we thank you, Father. Oh, we worship you, Lord. We love you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to you, Father. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Glory to you. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Father. I don't think we're done praising them. I don't think we're done. Glory to you, Father. Glory to you, Father. Glory to you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Glory to you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. 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 Hashinde bruko shinde mamaka shiri de kishi. Sande de kishi de kurukusha. Mashiri kurukushi de kisha. Masisisi. Mangidisi. Mandorokosi. Mashiriki bakashirike.
As you lift your hands unto me, as you lift your heart unto me, I become bigger to you. You see me as your father. You see me as your caretaker. So raise a praise in your voice. Raise a praise in your heart. Magnify me. Glorify me. And see what I do in every area of your life. Not just in giving, in every area of your life. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha, ha.
Hallelujah.
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 Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Praise you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Praise you,
praise you, Father.
Praise you, Father.
Praise you, Father.
Praise you, Father. Praise you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to you, Father. Glory. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father.
Hallelujah.
Praise you, Father. God, you're so good. You're so good.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Some of you all need this.
Yeah.
He told me before playing that this is for somebody here tonight. This is somebody for some relief. This is help. You thought you needed something else, but no, God had a prescription for you.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Yeah, yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. 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 Mm-hmm. Yep. 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 That's right. Yep. Yep. That's right. That's right. That's right. That's right. Yep. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep. Ha 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 ha. Some of you all may be wondering, why are we doing this? You know, when you praise him, he starts to remind you of things. When you praise him, it stirs your faith up. When you praise him, it turns your mind off. When you praise him, it redirects your mind to the right things. If you praise him correctly, when you praise him in faith, you don't praise for what the situation is. No. You praise what the word says. You magnify him. You lift up his name. You magnify who he is, what he has done, his wondrous works, how loving kindness that he is, his mercy, his grace, his power, his strength. Whatever it is, you magnify him for that. Then you start seeing the chains starting to be loosed and miracles happening. Ha 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 ha. Let me help you out with something. Some people may be thinking, well, you know, I've made mistakes. I'm not perfect. And I know, you know, my past, you know, my finances and my checkbook, my hoogamooga, and, you know, and my ites and ites and amalekites, whatever, you know, all this is coming on me. Let me help you out a little bit here. In Psalms 139, verse 14 says, I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Amen. Ha, marvelous are thy works, and my soul knoweth right well. Let me just tell you, brother and sister, you have been made marvelous. You have been made as a masterpiece. You have been made as a mighty, wondrous work. God does not do anything wrong. He does everything well. He made you perfect, and you should praise him for that. So whatever's trying to come up in your past, he said, look at the truth. Look at the truth. That's right. That's right. That's right. Look at the truth. You a piece of work. You are a piece of the work of God. That's who you are. You ever make something and you eat it, it's like, something's missing. Maya does this sometimes. I love my wife. I tell you, everything she puts her hands to always prospers. I say that when she's cooking, because everything she does put her hands to always prospers, you know. I mean, she's anointed, I'm just saying, you know. And I'm glad when she anoints my belly, I'm just saying. So, sometimes she'll try to, you know, test me. What's missing? What's missing? Because for her, she doesn't taste her food when she cooks. I know, to the chagrin of Miss Anna, she's like, what? I know. She doesn't, but it's good. But there's one time where something was like, something's missing here. And sometimes, you know, we do a lot of praying, which is good. We should. We should go to the throne of grace. He said, come boldly, you know, asking him, you know, whatever time in the evening may be, you know, come boldly to the throne of grace. Yeah, he wants us to. He wants us to come to the Father and ask him in his name. Yeah, yeah, that's good, you know. But there's a part of it where once we do come there and do ask, we also should be going into, there should be a period there in your prayer, into praise and thanksgiving and magnifying him and ministering to him, okay? There's a part of it. So sometimes, you know, with, you know, we get real good with prayer and asking him, prayer petition. But there may be something. Missing. Maybe your praise. It may be a praise. It may be something where, let's just say you had you were supposed to put in, you know, let's say, you know, 3 cups of flour, I don't know, 2 cups of sugar, you know, but instead of 2 cups of sugar, you only put, you know, a half a cup of sugar. Something's missing. So we do a lot. We may have like, you know, about 3 cups of prayer and petition and things like that. But there may be some, maybe only about, you know, a teaspoon of praise. Where the recipe called for 2 tablespoons or 3 tablespoons or I don't know. I'm just, you know, there may be, you, so there may be something where you just didn't put enough in there. Let me tell you something. When you praise him and you do it correctly, things happen. Things happen. Things happen. Things starts to change. Things starts to break where it wasn't breaking before. Where you've been pushing, you've been, you know, in faith, you know, waiting for this manifestation to come and it's just not happening. Something's there, you know? Well, it may be something where you got to do some praising. Something may be just hounding you all the time. You know, and you know, you speak to it, you know, but there's something you might be missing in the formula. I hate to say it formula. I'm not, you know, but because it's not, you know, you follow the Holy Spirit to tell you what you need to do, you know. So I don't want to say like formula to be like, you know, but there's a part of it there as well. There's a part of it. If you look at Answer It by Pastor Nancy, she talks about that. You know, when those thoughts come, you got to answer it. But the last thing is praise. Spend time praise. You speak to it. You rebuke it. You speak to it. You spend time praising him. Mm-hmm. Let me just do. All right, have a good time. Okay. I'm gonna get you. I know y'all are itching. You know, you know, Holy Ghost meetings are coming. I get it. You know, y'all stay with me. We're, you know, all right. I get it. But just briefly, I'm not trying to stay here. But there's something I do want to just kind of go to. Okay, and I'm not gonna. Pastor Jay has a series on this about how to praise God properly. Oh, marvelous! And it's answers for a lot of us. I tell you what, I believe. You can help me. I believe he said, Pastor Jay has said this before when he was, I think, going into transition the first time, you know, of becoming a pastor or taking that on. He had a lot of thoughts that came. And he spent a lot of time praising him. Am I right? And yes, right. Praying in tongues and praising him. That was a part. That's what helped him. That was, hey, when our man of God shares something from his heart of what he's learned. We should pay attention. That's the heart of a shepherd to be able to share that with us. And that is something that's helped to us as being part of this local church that we can take and do for whatever it may be in our lives as well. Because there have been, I tell you what, there's some times where you got, you know, anxious thoughts may come with me, you know. sometimes, you know, and sometimes maybe multiple times a day. Oh, I got to talk to this person. Got to deal with this parent. Got to deal with this thing. You know, and I've noticed when I don't spend time in the morning just building myself up. And actually, he told me something over break, and the holidays, I guess. He said, you know what? And Pastor Jay actually said some things that the Holy Ghost was dealing with him about, just, you know, spending more time with the Father. And he reminded me of some things that he told me about spending time with him. I'm like, ooh, okay, all right. So over the holiday break, I actually started to spend more time with him, and I said, all right, I'm dedicating, and this is for me. I'm not saying this is legalistic. No, this, you follow what the Holy Ghost is talking to you about. Okay, but for me, he said, hey, you need to get up at least an hour before things start moving, and spend some time with me. And I just started spending some time with him, and actually for about maybe a month or so, just praising him, just kept coming up, you know? And that was my answer for what I work with, in, you know, my day job. You know, when I'm working with children, they may come in with just not clean, you know, and none of their faults are their own. Some parents need to be taken back to the woodshed, and but you know what? That's why we are the salt of the earth. Okay, we have love and mercy, and even the parents, we do need to teach them as well, and just share, and just, you know, and it's not, you know, it's just not trying to be high and mighty, but you know, hey, this is what I've learned. That's all it is, you know. So there's some times where I deal with some tough students sometimes, and you know, I'm delighted where I'm at. Don't get me wrong. I'm loving where I'm at. Why? Because I'm in his will. He told me to be there. He told me to be there, and I delight to do thy will. I delight to do thy will. I delight to do thy will. But I tell you what, on the flesh, I just, no. I'd rather not have the responsibility of, you know, 190 students or something like, you know, I'd rather not do that. I'd rather have something else a little bit easier for me. Just, you know. But he said, no, you're supposed to be there. You're supposed to be there. So I delight to do thy will. So I take some time to stir myself up, get in the word. And you know what? You may be saying, wait, if I praise, what do I say? Well, you know, and you know what? This is a perfect thing of where, I mean, first of all, you should have plenty of things to say. But this is perfect of what, and I haven't seen all the services at the Holy Ghost meetings, of getting to know him. What Pastor Nancy, with Brother Copeland, oh my goodness. If you get to know him, he will give you something in your mouth. He will sure enough fill it. You just open up your mouth wide, and he will fill it with the goodness of his works. He will show you things and things to come. So you may be saying, man, what do I say? What do I do? I can't sing. I'm not part of the shepherd family and the Buddha accent. but you know what? Praising, singing is a part of praising. Yeah. Trust me, your shower head would like it too, by the way, and your driver's and your steering wheel of your car. So it would definitely like that, yes. And maybe your dog too. I don't know, maybe they may run away, I don't know. But singing is a part of it. It is a part, yes. But you know, praising and worship, there, you know, the primary way is to lift up your voice. Lift up your voice. So let's. I just want to do a little test here, just to, you know. So on a count of three, I want everybody to say ah. Okay. On a count of three. One, two, three.
Ah.
Perfect. Y'all got a voice. Got that set up. Check. You can praise him. You just got to open your mouth. Say something. Say something. You don't have to be weird about it. Dude and dudettes. I don't walk around my job, you know, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. I don't skip around the building like this, you know, is it praise the Lord? That's weird. That's a little, little, you know, some screws are not, you know, screwed in properly. No, that's weird. No, just be yourself. Okay, be yourself. And it's something where you just, you know, because there's some times where, you know, I may have to just, you know, be strong with somebody, you know, just to, you know, say this is my classroom. And I turn around to some students, this was actually a couple of days ago, and just say, praise the Lord. They're like, praise the Lord. Yes, praise the Lord. Oh, yep, I say it out loud. That's it. That's it. That's it. That's all I do. You know, praise the Lord. Simple. Praise the Lord. Yep. Thank you, Father. Praise the Lord. You know, just be simple about it. And now in your own prayer closet, when you're by yourself or something like that, you know, then you can, you know, go deeper. Okay. Sometimes some people need to go to the bathroom. Y'all like, what? Huh? You see, y'all thoughts, you know, y'all are like, not to do, no, to go stir yourself up, y'all, okay? Yeah. To stir yourself up, okay? Sometimes you just need to close the door and you minister to him. You thank him for who he is. You thank him for what he's done. You thank him for what his word says. You thank him for his marvelous, wondrous works. You thank him that he is loving and he is kind. He is merciful. He is a healer. He is our provider. He is our strengthener. He is our comforter. You just praise him and praise him and says, thank you. Thank you, Father. Stir yourself up. Stir yourself up. Stir yourself up. Stir yourself up. And it's something that, yeah, we get practice here in church. We're getting good practice tonight. Y'all doing a good job with your voices, by the way. Yeah, you know. So, yeah, let's try that again one more time. 1, 2, 3, ah. Okay, good. We got a voice. Still got a voice. All right, good. Y'all doing a good job. Do this at home. Do this at your job. And, yes, it can be done at a secular job. Oh, by the way, I have a Bible on my desk, too. Hey, world, I got a Bible on my teacher's desk. I had some students say, is that a Bible? Yes, it is. Actually, this week I had had one service with Pastor Nancy, and another student came in the morning. He's like, who's that? Who's that lady? Who's that? Is she running for president? I said, no. I mean, if she were, she would be a good one, but she got a higher office. So she probably wouldn't want to take that, you know. So it'll be beneath her, you know. But I just told her, hey, this is my pastor's pastor. He has a conference right now in California. Mm-hmm. Just simple. Just be yourself. And he was like, he just said something smart. I wouldn't vote for president. Just something smart. But I'm like, but you know what? It's okay. That's him. That's him. Okay. But the primary way to praise God is to lift your voice. Okay. All right. You could use instruments and praise and worship and singing and things like that. You can lift up your hands. You can do it with a shout. Do it with a dance. Okay. Do it with laughter. Okay. But we worship him for his wondrous works. And when you praise him, it changes things. It changes things. In the book of Joel, it talks about where in Joel chapter 1, there's a lot of stuff that was going on. Cankerworms gone. You know, they ate all the pomegranate trees, the palm trees, even the apple trees. And I like apple juice and stuff like that. You know, it was gone. You know, then it talks about even the meat's gone as well, and the bacon, and the steak, all gone. Y'all think it's in there? Joel chapter 1, it's in there. But in verse 12, it says, because joy is withered away from the sons of men. joy was missing. Okay, then in verse 16, joy and gladness. The reason why the meat was being cut off is because joy and gladness were not in the house. Now, when you praise him, you got to have some joy as well. You got to have some joy as well. Because I don't think it's, you know, if you are thankful to somebody, and I mean, being holiday season and things like that, I know we gave away a lot of gifts and stuff, but how many of you all, you know, let's say if you had kids or anything like that, and let's say they got their gift and they open it up and they're like, praise God, thank you. Ooh. No. Mm-mm. It doesn't fly. How do you think God feels? How much has he blessed you? How much has he just, how much has he been merciful for you? How patient he's been. How he's gotten you out of certain things and gotten you into things. I mean, just think about it. So, I mean, how in the world can I just say, thank you, Father? Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. I praise you. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. And it's okay. It's okay. Now, here's the thing. When you praise him, if you look at Romans chapter 4, verse 16, in chapter 4, down through chapter 20, or chapter 20, verse 20, talks about Abraham. He's our example. Okay. Now here, he was believing for a child, and he was an old man. But you know what? He didn't consider his body. He didn't consider his body. What he did was he considered the promises of God. He considered the promises of God. That made him a stagger not. Okay. He staggered not. He staggered not. And you know what? And he got a miracle and became father of multitudes. Got a new name. Okay. But he staggered not at the promises of God. And in verse 20 in the Amplified, it says, no unbelief or distrust made him waver, doubtingly questioning concerning the promise of God. He didn't question it. No. But what he did now, and this is help. This is help for somebody that's like, man, how do I do this? I don't feel like I can do this. I'm not strong enough. I'm not, I don't have it. I'm just, you know, I'm kind of weak in this area. What do I do? Well, this is what he said. He says in Romans 4:16, it says he grew strong. How? By empowering by faith as he gave praise and glory to God. As he gave praise and glory to God. He gave praise and glory to God. He got stronger. So you're like, ugh. So he's like, you know, you start off here, you know. Praise the Lord, you know, got that 45, the bar is what, 45 pounds, right? 45 pounds, right? Okay, yep. We were at home one day this week, and my Micah, she was asking about a math problem. I don't know why she was asking about a math problem, but she was asking about a math problem, and she was like, man, before I knew how to do it, it was so easy. You know, why can't it be the same? So I said, all right, get up. All right, now give me your best muscle face. Go flex. So we're doing this. And then I have my niece over here is like, what are you doing? Are you trying to go to the bathroom or something? No. But what I was telling her is that because it's a different problem to make you stronger. To make you stronger. It's the same thing here with praise. You may be starting on that 45 bar, the bar that's 45 pounds. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. But then you start to realize, oh, wait, I know him as my provider. Praise the Lord. Thank you, my provider. Oh, you just put, what's the, you can tell I do this a lot too, don't I? Right, yeah. So what's the next set? Was it 5, 10? Oh, they go, okay. All right, so I need to sign up for the class, I guess, you know? All right, so 135? All right, well, okay. Well, I don't increase my faith. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. So, you know, you put on that 5 pounds, right? 10 pounds. And you, thank you, Father. Oh, you're my provider. You're my provider. Oh, you heal my body. You heal my body. You heal my body. Oh, you gave me peace. Ah, thank you, Father. You're the Prince of Peace. Ha. Ah, thank you. You're my El Shaddai. Oh, you start getting just practicing. But you got to practice and you got to open your mouth. You got to practice and you got to open your mouth. To practice is to open your mouth. To practice is to open your mouth. To practice is to open your mouth. And then if you go into Mark 11, verse 22, 23, 24, then you should see mountains be moved because you open your mouth. What does praise do? Well, and you know, in Acts chapter 13, okay, Acts chapter 13, if you go there, praise God, hallelujah, thank you, Father, hallelujah, you're so good, you're so good. In Acts chapter 13, it says in verse 1, it says, now they were in the church that was at Antioch, and certain prophets and teachers, as Barnabas and Simeon, that was called Niger, and then Lucius, that guy, of Cyrene and Manine. How can it be Bob and Steve? I don't know. Which had been brought up with Herod, the tetrarch, and Saul, okay? And that was Paul then, okay? And as they, verse 2, as they ministered to the Lord and fasted, the Holy Ghost said, okay? And it said, separate me, Barnabas and Saul, for the work thereunto that I have called them. The Holy Ghost moved when they ministered to God. This right here is a form of prayer. This is the prayer of praise and worship. Ministering to the Lord. It's a form of prayer. It's an ingredient of prayer, you could say. Okay? As I said, you got the prayer of petition. You have different types of prayers out there. But this is one here where when you minister to the Lord, you're just thanking him for who he is. You thank him for what he's done. Thank him for his word. You thank him for how good he is. You just minister. You just praise him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. And then as a result of that, that's when the Holy Ghost moved. Okay? It's like when you open your mouth and praise him and worship him, it's like you're creating a platform such that the Holy Ghost power can fall. Okay? When you praise him for what he's done, that's gratitude. Okay? But when you praise him in advance before you've seen it manifest, that's faith. That's faith right there. That's faith right there. And faith comes by hearing and hearing and hearing the word. So if you keep praising him for what you're doing, for what you see that he's going to do, if you keep praising him, more faith is going to come. You're going to get even stronger that way. It's like a double play. You get more faith and you get stronger in praising him as well. As they ministered to the Lord, okay? It was as they ministered to the Lord, the Holy Ghost said to them, and the Holy Ghost manifested himself. And if you go to Acts chapter 16, let's go a couple other pages there. So if you are expecting for some things to happen in 2020, an ingredient of that is going to be praise and worship. And we're looking about, as Pastor Jay was ministering a few weeks ago about those Act 9 acts that's going to happen. Uh-huh. Where some people is going to be knocked off their donkeys and, you know, there's going to be some visions and prophecy and dreams and things like that. You know, and these things are going to come, but it's going to come as a result of praise and worship. And this is the element that we got to realize that it's very important. And there's a piece I want to share this with you as well. It's very important. But here in Acts chapter 16, verse 22, in this, I mean, oh my gosh, if you have an opportunity to actually watch. This is watch the Holy Ghost acts through the apostles here. That's what Acts is. Okay, but if you can actually read Acts chapter 16. There's so much in here because this is where the church of the Philippian church came in at. You know those scriptures. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. Oh, that was the letter to the church of the Philippian church, huh? You know, he supplied all my need. Uh-huh. That was part of that as well. Philippians 4:19. Okay. But if you read here, there's a lot that you see that I don't have time to get into. But here they were traveling down there, and they came across a woman who had a spirit of divination on her, and they cast her out. Okay, and the folks there at the town, they got mad. Okay, they got mad because he cast you know the spirit out of her. They pretty much, you know, can't make any more money. You know? So then they took them and Paul and Silas and put them in jail. Guess what they did in jail? Ooh. Paul, why are we here in jail? Why are we doing this? You know, we're over here, you know, doing God's word, will, and we went in jail. This is, you know, I can't believe we're doing. No, they didn't do that. No. It said in verse 25, Paul, at midnight, Paul and Silas prayed and sang praises unto God, and the prisoners heard them. Wait, they what? They what? They heard. They what? They. So that means they had a what? They had a voice. One, two, three. Oh, we can do the same thing. They had a voice, and the prisoners heard them. And suddenly, there was a great earthquake such that the foundations of the prison were shaken, and immediately all the doors were open, and everyone's bands were loosed. I mean, they were in the innermost prisons there. Okay, they were in the inside of the prison. Okay, and I mean, even to the point where it awoke the keeper, you know, the jailer, and he was scared. He was scared. All right, he was. I mean, up to the point where he was about to kill himself because he thought he was. He was going to get in some serious trouble. If these two that they entrusted him to be to watch over and make sure nothing's happened to, he was going to say, you know what, it's not even worth living anymore. But Paul interjected himself, said, no, we're here. I mean, I love the fact that Paul and Silas, I mean, they could have said, you know, well, forget this. Forget about you, jailer. Forget about you, your mom and your dad. I'm gone. But they stayed. I mean, think about the to do God's will, to do God's way, that they stayed in the jail. They didn't move. They weren't scared that something else is going to happen. Okay. They stayed in the jail. And by the way, the jailer's family and himself got saved. And as a result, the jailer brought them. They gave them bandaging them up and then cleaned them up and things like that. And they brought them back to the jail. They took them back to the house, brought them back to the jail. Because they came back looking for them. looking for them to set them free. Why in the world would I want to come back into the jail? I'm already set free. Hey, if God said, if God's will is me for to do that, then I'm going to do it. That's what they did. That's what they did. But my point is this. There's just so much in that chapter. Oh, there's so much in that prayer. But here's the thing. The deliverance did not happen until they prayed. Why y'all quiet now? They prayed and sang praises. They can do a lot of praying. But it's the praises part that they needed to do as well. The praises part. To magnify him. To glorify his name for who he is. And when you praise him, expect him to move. When you pray, oh, let me say that again. When you praise him, expect him to move. Expect him to move. I go in my building every day saying it's going to be a revival in this place. A revival in this place. It's a revival happening here. Now, briefly, the Holy Ghost he does mysterious works for me. He tells me to do some stuff. It's like, and he told me to look up the word praise. And I looked up the word praise. And I found there's about 250 verses of scriptures or so that has the word praise in it. Now, there's probably there are more scriptures that refer to it probably. But I'm just saying that the least is about 259 or something like that. And he just said, look up the word praise. You should do that sometimes. Oh, here, by the way, can I give you a little tidbit here? Let's say if you want to... if you want to get to know him more, he told me to do this, I don't know, maybe about a year or so ago. Go look up the phrase, God is. Ooh. God is. Okay. And of course, you can do this with other stuff too as well. But if you look up the word God is, okay, and it just gives you more revelation of who he is. He is so merciful. He's loving. He is awesome. He is jealous for you. He is love. I mean, you just see so much of it, you know? So that's a way where you can strengthen yourself and also get to know him even more. So when you do praise him, hey, you got some things to say now. You give him a chance, open up your mouth wide, he will feel it. He will feel it. Now, it's to the point where my children, I don't know why I said, let's do this, but it was one day I was taking them to school because I wrote it down in one of my notebooks and I said, all right, this is what we're going to do. there's a scriptures there and then we're going to say, when you get it there, ready to go, say 3, 2, 1. And we all say, God is, and then they say merciful. And then they'll pass it to the other person. They'll find it. 3, 2, 1. God is mighty. 3, 2, 1. God is. So we do that. And actually, it's to the point for Wednesdays. They don't care about mommy taking them to school. They're like, Wednesdays, daddy, this is God is day. This is God is day. This is what we're doing today, daddy, okay? So I take them on Wednesday mornings, okay, guaranteed, because they look forward to it. But what that's doing is it allows them to see who God is. The truth of the matter, and then when they praise, hey, they have something to say. Not great, yeah, they're kids, but they're learning. Just giving y'all something that you know, and you can do that with anything, So he just said, look at praise, and there's a lot here. I got like. And this is just things that I picked out, not all of them. About 15 pages here. No, I'm not holding y'all that long. We're almost done, by the way. But I just want to say, but just some things that we are to do, okay? We are to praise his name. Yes. Praise his name. Psalm 7:17 says, I will praise the Lord according to his righteousness and will sing praise to the name of the Lord, the Most High. In Psalms 9:2, it said, I will be glad and rejoice in thee. I will sing praises to thy name. Psalms 22:22, I will declare thy name to thy brethren and sistren in the midst of the congregation, I will praise thee. In Psalms 45, verse 17, I will make thy name to be remembered in all generations. Therefore, people shall praise thee forever and ever. Praising his name. Now, you can praise him for it. He is your Jehovah Jireh. Praise him that he provided for you. He looked ahead and provided for you. Praise him that he is Jehovah Rapha. He healed your body. Praise him that he is your El Shaddai. He took care of you. He is the all-nurturing one. Praise him that he is Jehovah Tiskenu, your righteousness. Jehovah Shammah, Jehovah Shabbat. Pray, I mean, you get to know him by praising him of his many names. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He is the Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. He is my God, my Lord, and my Savior. Praise him for his name. Praise him for his works. I will praise thee with my whole heart. This is Psalms 9:1. And I will show forth with all thy marvelous works. Psalms 9:11. Sing praises to the Lord, which dwells in Zion. Declare among the people his doings. Psalms 10, oh boy, if you look at Psalms 107, a lot with there, actually it said three or four times in that chapter. It says, oh, that men would praise the Lord. There's a desire, praise me. Oh, that men would praise the Lord. Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and his wonderful works to the children of men. First Peter 2:9, but you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation. We know that part, a peculiar people. We say that a lot. But let's keep reading. That you should show forth the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his marvelous light. What has he done for you? What has he brought you out of? What has he healed you of? What has he provided for you of? What has he given you answers of? That is the reason why we should praise his name for his marvelous works of what he's done. We should praise him for his salvation. Psalms 118, 21. Praise thee, for thou hast heard me and become my salvation. Who? Praise him in front of people. And this is an important part I want to get to. Okay? But just a couple of scriptures. In Psalms 18:3, it says, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised, so I will be saved from my enemies. So this is not just like your friends or your family. This is in front of everybody else and your enemies. Hey, if you want to partake of that table, that means you need to, it says in Psalms 5, no, was it Proverbs? I don't know, but in the 23, that's right. Yeah, there's a table set in the presence of enemies. But to receive that table, you got to open up your mouth. Ha ha ha! You can't have any pancakes if you don't open your mouth. Okay. Bacon. There you go. And, okay. Now, but in Psalms 40, verse 3. Three more minutes here. 40 verse 3, it says, and he hath put a new song in my mouth. Oh, my goodness. There's a lot right there. He has put a new song in my mouth. Dude, I'm telling you, there's probably some years where we've had an old song, old played out song, you know, a one hit wonder that we keep playing over and over again that didn't go platinum, you know, but it should, you know, be thrown in the trash. There's a new song that he gave us. And it says, even praise unto our God. Many shall see and fear and trust in the Lord. Your praise impacts other people. Because it says, many shall see it and fear and trust in the Lord. Yeah. What are they seeing? What are they fearing? What are they trusting? Hey, they're seeing you praise. They're seeing you praise. When you praise, you make an impact on somebody's life. Moms, dads, If you're not at home praising, you're impacting your children's lives. You're hindering them from seeing the marvelous works that God can do. And this is one of the issues of what's happening in our generation today, because our parents have forgot what God has done for us. Our parents have given that up and they haven't been praising him. Therefore, this generation don't know God. So it's up to us to praise him such that people know God. There are people that you interact with every day that are looking for answers. You are a carrier of that answer. But for them to actually see that, you need to praise him. Stir yourself up. Psalms 154 verse 4 says, 145 verse 4, one generation shall praise thy works to another and shall declare thy mighty works. We want to see those Acts 9. We want to see those Acts 9 events to happen. You know, the things that Brother Copeland was talking about, how in the old covenant you had manifestations of it. You know, why isn't it, we're not seeing it now? This is a part of it. We need to talk about it. We need to talk about it. We need to magnify it. Talk about what God has done. Talk about what God has done with your life. Talk about what God has done in here. Talk about what God has done. Talk about the truth. Talk about the truth. We need to do that because other people are depending on it. Other people are depending on it. Your children are depending on it. Your friends are depending on it. Your coworkers are depending on it. Your praise affects other people and next generations. Psalms 78 verse 4, we will not hide them from their children, showing the generation to come the praises of the Lord and his strength. When you're silent, you get weak. So it's important that we do praise him to get into these things. If you want to have some things happen in your life, praise him. You want to have an impact on somebody, praise him. Just a couple other things. We are to praise him for his power. We are to praise him for his presence. We are to praise him for him taking care of us. We are to praise him continually. Continually. Praises should be in my mouth. All day long, we should be praising him from generations to generations forever. We are to praise thy name. In Psalm 61, verse 8, I will sing praises to thy name forever, that I may daily perform my vows. Hey, you need to perform your work. Praise him. And like I said, you know what? You don't have to sing. If you want to sing, go ahead. But just, hey, magnify him. Magnify him. Say something. Open your mouth. Open your mouth. Give him praise. Give him glory. Father, we thank you. Father, we magnify you. Father, you're so good. We love you, Lord. We love you, Father, Lord. Oh, we adore you, Father, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Father. You're so merciful, Father. You're so long-suffering, Father. You're so patient, Father, Lord. Oh, we thank you, Father, Lord. Oh, thank you, Father, for strengthening me, Father. Thank you, Father, for healing my body, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord, for renewing my mind, Lord. Taking care of my mind, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord, for your blessings, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father, for chasing me down, Lord, and never giving up on me. Thank you, Father, Lord, for giving me a new name, Lord, and accepting me in your family. Thank you, Father, Lord. Oh, you are good, Lord. Thank you. Your mercy endures forever. Thank you, Father. You are mighty. Thank you, Father, Lord. You are so just, Father, Lord. You are so faithful, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord. Oh, you are my friend. You are my father. You are my daddy. Oh, thank you. You are my all in all. Thank you, Father, for your anointing that's on the inside of me. Thank you, Father, for the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Father, for answers. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you, Father, for guidance and direction. Thank you, Father, for what you're doing. Thank you, Father, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you for being the way maker when there was no way. Thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father, for providing and looking ahead and providing. Thank you, Father, Lord, for delivering me, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father, for being mighty on my behalf. Thank you, Father, for fighting my battles before I have to even take care of myself. Thank you, Father, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father, Lord. Praise you, Father, Lord. Glory to you, Father. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, for you are great. You are great and greatly to be praised. Thank you, Father, you are so righteous, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord, you are my strength, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Father, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Glory to you, Father, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father, Lord. You are my King, my Lord, my everything. You are my light. You are my lamp, Father, Lord. You are the joy. You are my strength, Father, Lord. Hallelujah. You are my Savior, Lord. You are my healer, Father. You are my deliverer, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord. You are my guide. Oh, we thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father, for doing a good work in me, Father, Lord. To do your will, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord. Praise you, Father, Lord. Glory to you, Father, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Yeah. Ah, she did it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah. 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 You've been dealing with anxious thoughts. You've been dealing with anxious thoughts. You've been dealing with anxious thoughts. This is your answer. Praise him. Praise him. Praise him. Don't stop. If you've been dealing with anxious thoughts, this is your answer. This is your answer. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Thank you, Father, Lord. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Whatever that thing is that's been hindering you. Yeah, that's just been a blockage. Just something has just been just like a wall there. There's a wall there that's stopping you from making progress. Ha, praising him. Praising him will get you through. 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 Yeah, hallelujah. Thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Father, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh my gosh. There's an answer. That's an answer. That's an answer for someone right there. Right there. That's an answer. He's speaking to you about that situation right now. There's an answer. There's an answer for that situation right now. That thing that keeps coming back up again. It keeps coming back up. It keeps coming back up. There's that answer right there. And he's giving you that answer right now. It's right there. It's right there. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yeah, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. If there's anybody here I keep hearing backs. they've been dealing with their, there's something with their, there's something in their back. There's something in their back. There's something in their back. If this is you, why don't you stand up? There's something, there's somebody here. This, who's that? Who's that? Who's that? There's somebody that's dealing with the back. Somebody, okay. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. There's something, yeah. I hear specifically backs, but just in general too. If there's something in your body that's just not working right, you know, stand up as well. There's something in your body, whatever it may be. But I heard backs specifically. But if there's something there that just hasn't been worked right, hallelujah. I just see this. Laying of hands would be great. That is scriptural. But I just hear, just praise the Lord. Just magnify him. Praise him for his healing. He sent his word to heal you. He sent his word to heal you. He sent to his word to heal you. Bible talks about glorying in the sufferings of Jesus. One of his sufferings is that he bore your sicknesses and your pains on the cross, such that you shall be healed. No, such that you were healed. You were healed. You were healed. So you just thank him, praise him that you heal me. Praise him. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise him. My back is strong. My back is strong. Praise him. My back is strong. My back is strong. Praise him. My leg is strong. Yeah, that leg right there. That leg is strong. Yep. That leg is strong. Yeah, plantar fasciitis. Yeah, that's what the doctor said. But you say, oh, I'm healed. My heels are healed. Those arches are healed. Those arches are healed. Yeah, they're healed. Thank you, Father, for healing me. Thank you, Father, for doing a mighty work in my body. Thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father. I praise you that you are my healer. You are my healer. Jehovah Rapha, you're my healer. Thank you, Father, Lord. Thank you, Father, Lord. Hallelujah, Father. Thank you, Father. Praise you, Father. Praise you, Father. And then I want to encourage you in this. Pay close, when you do praise him, pay close attention to what he says. Because as we see in Acts 13, he spoke, he moved. But it talks about in Exodus, I want to say it was 34, I forgot what it is, where it says Jehovah Rapha, you know, I'm the Lord that healeth thee. I think it's in Exodus, okay? But it says, if you listen diligently to my word, okay, and you listen diligently and be obedient to what I say, I will heal you. So as you praise and magnify him, he talks. I mean, and actually I'll say this, he's always talking, but what it does, it changes the frequency such that we can receive it. So you just got some wisdom, some help for you. That's how he deals with me and my body. There are three things that he tells me that I have to deal with. And he's given me some specific things that I need to do. And the pastor said the same thing for his body. Pay attention to what he says. And then just praise him. Don't consider your body to see if you are healed or not. Don't consider your body. You consider the healer. You consider the healer. You consider him, that he bore your sicknesses and your pains on the cross and you were healed. You consider that. Don't consider whatever else has been going on. Yeah, you may need to go to the doctor. And that's fine, they help. But consider him. Consider your healer. Consider your healer. When you praise him, you're considering him. Oh, and that just does well for his heart that you are considerate to him. Be inconsiderate to the devil and his lies, but consider what your loving Father is doing for you, and he's done for you already. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Why don't we stand to our feet? Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father, Lord. Praise you, Father. Father, we are so grateful. So grateful, Father, that you loved us to give us your very best. You did not withhold one good thing, but you gave your very best for us. And we just magnify you for that, Lord. Hallelujah. Yeah. When you magnify him, it makes that other situation small. And that's what praise does. It makes that thing small and makes him big. Because it's the greater one on the inside of you that's doing a good work to will and to do. So make him big. Make him big. Make him big. Open up your mouth wide and he will fill it. He will fill it. Hi, and he's doing a mighty work. He's doing a mighty work. Look at your example. Abraham, he received it. He received his answer long before he had Isaac. Long before. So don't consider your body. Don't consider your body. Don't consider your circumstances. Consider the word. Consider the truth. Consider the truth. That's the truth of the matter. That's the truth of the matter. That's the truth. Hallelujah. Well, praise God.